He just gave an interview to The Atlantic magazine yesterday, and he says, no, I don't think we're losing. There's no doubt there was a tactical setback. Is that how you see these losses?
It's just mind-boggling that the president could keep saying, and his spokesperson and others in the administration could keep saying what they're saying, while thousands of people are being butchered, burning bodies in the streets, executions, beheadings. And when you look at Palmyra, not only is it a scene, a place of incredible antiquities, but it's also in a key area that connects different parts of Syria. This is a disaster. It was predicted by me and Senator Lindsey Graham, and it's going to go on until we develop a strategy, and a strategy that will be implemented to stop this advance of ISIS and, of course, the chaos and slaughter that's going on, which is terrible.
Senator, we hear your frustration, but what is the U.S. role here? Your colleague and friend, Lindsey Graham, who you just cited, he believes that it's time for U.S. ground troops to fight ISIS. Do you agree with that?
Well, we had a hearing yesterday, and among our witnesses were the two architects of the surge, General Keane and Fred Kagan, who convinced the president to reverse the strategy that was losing in 2006. And look, it's not massive American troops, but it is additional American troops. Do you know that 75%?
But seriously, how many? I would say
10,000.
Okay.
But they got to be on the ground, and they've got to be on the ground. 75% of the flights, the combat sorties, are returning to the base without dropping a weapon. Do you know why? Because they don't have anybody on the ground to give them the targets that they need. This is an ineffectual air campaign, among others. And if we don't train and arm and equip and have people on the ground and military presence with these units, they will continue to disintegrate, particularly the Iraqi government army, the Iraqi army, which is now non-existent.